Okay. Our next veteran joins us from right here in Avon Lake, from his hometown, Mike McBroom, and to share the song they wrote together, if you'd welcome Scott Franklin.
Well, I thought Mike is a really, really interesting person, and he also has done a lot of work to deal with many of the things that come from a life like his. And let's see, briefly, I just want to say a couple things up front, because first of all, I say this every time, and I've heard other songwriters say it, so I know it's true, that I often look at the notes I take and I say, man, I could write 10 or 15 songs out of this, and so it's hard to get everything in. And so I did want to say, at the very end of the song, a lot of times I like to, you know, put in the bright spots and maybe write a little bit about, you know, if there's family now, you know, write about how you've gone through this life and now you have a family. And I couldn't quite get to that in this one, but at the end when it says, in our walls in the nighttime of a long day, that's addressing that, you know, Mike has gone through all this and now he has a family. He's not alone and he's working real hard at that. Another thing that didn't make it into the song is that his grandfather and his dad were in the Marines. And so he had that to, in fact, he said at the age of 9 or 10, he saw, was it Desert Storm on TV? And he said, that's what I'm gonna do. Much to the, and I thought this was extremely interesting because he went over and fought in Iraq and then he came back and unknowingly ended up in a place around Cleveland that's called Little Iraq. And I just thought of how hard that would be, you know. What if you were in World War II and you come back and then you're in a place that's called Little Japan, you know, it would just be, that'd be a lot to sort through. And he's made friends with people that are near him. They go into each other's houses, and I think that's more the power of healing. And I'm not checking my email right now. I have some words that Mike wrote. He's a poet, and I decided not to take any of these words because I don't think they need to be messed with, but these are his words before I do my song. I never felt closer to my father than when I received that little brown envelope. Sealed were the contents lost by so many, just tiny pieces of metal enclosed. The rush of time slowly paused by, tear after rip after tear. The glue that once held was broken apart as my fingers pulled them up in the air. For the first time in a week since the yellow footprints, I had a feeling coming over me. My father at one time had the same feeling as mine, the intimate sense of belonging. We shared this bond, fresh in my mind as I rubbed my fingers over the engravings, and the indents revealed their true meaning. Sitting on that footlocker, I wished my dad could have been there, stringing those tags bead by bead and share this pride of becoming. As the years passed by, these feelings subdued, and those tags got put in a chest. My father passed on, his belongings bestowed, and both pairs I now possess. The feeling we shared is hardly compared, but Dad, Marine, I loved sharing it with you. Gonna have to talk to the maintenance man about the battery right here, but in the stand light.